Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Real Life Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
I don't think I know we're dealing with the potential of a fourth hurricane, but we certainly have been dealing with three hurricanes. That is Harvey, Irma, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Shocking victory coming into Foxborough, winning that game 42-27. That's one game, and it was just a pathetic performance on the part of the Patriots. Execution, offense, defense, coaching. Who can figure that out? But it happens. It happens in life, and we'll move on. We'll move on to a subject that I wanted to get to yesterday, and I was just never able to do it, and that's the Dreamers. And there's going to be a lot here on, I think during the course of this hour, of defending Donald Trump and criticizing to the nth degree the Republican Party, which is useless. I'd love to see a conservative party formed. You know, these guys get such perks, benefits, salary, really the ability to do whatever they want, speaking engagements. It's just shocking to me how a patriotic American, and I'm not putting myself up there on a pedestal saying I'm holier than thou, but honest to goodness, if I was serving this country, I would do it to the very best of my ability, and I maintain, I'm not running, I can say it, but I maintain there wouldn't be any corruption, I can tell you that. But that's not the way it is, and there are a lot of angry voices out there and angry tones. I don't think it's from the Trump base necessarily. I mean, I'm sure there's a spillover, because anytime you negotiate with Charlie Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, you've kind of sold out. And one of the real enigmas of this is when Obama was president, they lost elections in four straight major voting times. The Democrats held on because prior to 2010, first of all, they had a majority. You're looking at an overwhelming majority of the part of the Republicans right now. And you know, honest to goodness, if you looked at this from every single perspective, you'd say it's amazing how the Democrats are in control of the White House, and the Senate, and the House of Representatives. But doesn't it look that way? I mean, how is it humanly possible that this could have happened? I don't know. A lot of this is kind of, it's spread around. It's spread around. So I don't want to start saying a lot of it's here and a lot of it's there. But one of the issues here is this Dreamer situation, where the extension of keeping Dreamers here will be beyond 6 months. That is, without any harassment or doing anything. These people, God bless many of them who only want a better life for their family, don't have any right to be here. Isn't that why we have laws? So I'm for deportation. I know it sounds hard and cruel, But for every deportation, there's somebody who truly deserves to be here, who's on that immigrant list, legal immigrant list. And, you know, there's an uproar. You know, they're paying the fees, they're learning the language, they're going through the protocol, and this is what they get. Let's embrace the illegals in this country, many of whom these kids are here, and it's planned with their parents because they get all these benefits, and then their parents claim that the kids cut them off from the money and they're getting the money, and it's just more trickery for them to come up and get welfare and other advantages from our government. It's insane. It's irrational. It's unpatriotic. So both parties, you hear the same thing. How they supported Obama's 800,000 amnesty granted illegal alien youth. And oh no, they shouldn't be punished. They deserve protection. They should be able to achieve the American dream. Deserve. What is this thing about deserving from people who cross our borders illegally? Or is there any other country who abides by this? There are countries, and I guess the end result is worse, like Germany and France, who just have allowed the illegals to pour in, and the mass destruction occurring from this psychologically is awful. And a lot of them come in from boats in the ocean. Now, I'm not a tactician or a strategy guy in terms of how to prevent all this. That's for people with much more sophistication than I have. But the situation over and over and over is getting worse and worse and worse, and we're not even looking at some of the things that are going on around the world right now. I hope Washington is. But no, we're too involved in this and making sure there are transgender bathrooms. I'll never figure it out. Never, ever, ever figure it out. But Iraq, after they drive out the militants, their opposition, have now their sights set on creating havoc with the United States of America. We get that going on. We have on a case right now of North Korea, in the face of all the criticism, threatening to launch more missiles. Now, Trump came out with a statement. I don't know what they're going to do, but I certainly admire him, because this is something Obama would apologize. He would apologize to North Korea for not giving them due accord. And the word is from Washington, and I, you know, it's, there's a lot of bluster going on, is that if North Korea launches missiles, any of them in the direction of Guam, Japan, or the United States, they're going to be blown out of the air. This makes the situation obviously a lot more volatile, and it makes the situation such that that little nutcake in North Korea may even take this a step forward. I don't know what a step forward is. I really don't. It may be trying to put pressure in, and I think the answer is South Korea here, where they would go first, increase their threats to South Korea, perhaps point their arsenal more at South Korea. I can't get into his head. I'm just guessing. Dreamers. You know, they've constantly gone after Trump's push to eventually undo their unconstitutional 5-year reprieve from deportation. They flourished under Barack Obama. And now there's the fear that Trump's going to take it all away. If Trump ends DACA, then dreamers like you and me will return to a life of anxiety and doubt, right? Wrong. I'm exhausted. I'm frustrated. I feel helpless that I can't get out there and make decisions. And people always ask me, should I contact my representative? And I perhaps shouldn't say this because I discourage the constitutional process that we're all entitled to. But my answer is, why bother? They're all in the same corruption basket. So the attorneys are going to be out. The deportation proceedings hopefully will begin. And these poor dreamers are going to lose everything that they earned so hard in this country. When did DACA become the anxiety cure for amnesty seekers? When? The proper response to illegal alien activists looking for Washington to act now to preserve their comfort. I don't know, can you even gulp to say preserve their rights? Kind of ease off their anxieties and extend their unconstitutional protections infinitely and indefinitely. Why? Americans in uniform who have dedicated their lives to defending our nation are struggling to have the same access that a lot of people have, how about members of Congress, to quality health care. And it came by action. It didn't come by circumstance or, quote, luck. Just think about the stress. Think about the stress of all of our brave soldiers who are reenlisting for another tour in Afghanistan. I love America. Why would I do that?
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com. PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658. And use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Jack Welch, and you're listening to Stu Taylor on Business.
All right, back for a segment. I'm glad I'm able to continue. And when I say complete, you don't complete everything. Everything is in a state of suspended animation, but at least address this issue of DACA and how these dreamers who, let me be clear here. I don't have any discrimination against them. I understand their situation, especially these poor kids who were brought there by their parents. Most of them are not here for clandestine purposes. It's just that I think the priority should be given to Americans, and I think it's the obligation of other companies to chip in and do things. And whether it's money for foreign aid and, you know, some of these countries are fine, you know, in terms of their tiny budgets, what they contribute. But by and large, my attitude is one of isolationism and protectionism and populism and nationalism, and saying, isn't it time to just help ourselves and put everything else on hold? Which is why I think immigration, they're talking about cutting immigration, legal immigration, in half right now from all over the world. Let's just stop, take a deep breath, assess where we are, watch that $20 trillion debt grow, which is, you hear all kinds of numbers. You know, this is the magic number. This is the magic number. I've heard the magic number, and there is no magic number, because we'll slowly slip into oblivion. I hear that the magic number is about $23 trillion. But whatever it is, I hope to be able to get back to that too on Trump caving in here, and I don't think he really caved in, but I will explain it. I think it was trapped by circumstances, and when you're negotiating, and you realize that you either get something or nothing, I'll take something. It's not a matter of huge ego or anything else. I was impressed by that with Trump, because he's, and I'm getting off the course here, basically hasn't gotten anything back, but has he? Have the American people? I think so. Like immediate assistance to the Harvey and Irma. He was, in many ways, he was forced to make this decision. It's just what I don't like is when a lot of these decisions and bills are tied to other bills. Let's vote for each bill on their own merit. And we're not doing that, because that's politics. That's the game played in Washington. So I want to get back to this this DACA issue. There were 5 million American young people between 16 and 34 unemployed last year, and 50 million or more are not even in the workforce. Imagine their anxiety. Imagine if they came out and said, we deserve this. You know, if you add up 5 million to 50 million or more, it's 55 million. Then you've got the unreported. You've got the underpaid. So you've got a white-collar worker who now is a blue-collar worker. And these people aren't counted. And that's where you get, I believe, the 93 million or so people who are walking around unemployed, underemployed, contract workers. Let's round it off. It's 100 million. Let's take a look at the population of the United States. What is it, 320 million? Wouldn't you say we're in kind of a dilemma here? So let's take 800,000 of these illegals. I'm so sorry, and I am, and I'm not being facetious. I'm sorry, kids and young adults. We don't have any choice. We're headed in a direction where a lot of our numbers are distorted by the Congressional Budget Office, and the real accuracy of unemployment numbers is not on target. Except it is fair to say that growth in this economy, and this is the most outstanding number to me, is that it's up to about, depending on how you want to look at it, 4.1% for Trump, and it was 1.1% for Barack Obama. Show me one liberal outfit, one liberal station, one liberal network, one liberal newspaper who point this out. Save your time. You won't. It's not going to happen. So there are, on top of all of this, oh, I don't know whether there's a million. I don't know what the number is. Law-abiding people from around the world are waiting patiently for their visa and green card applications to be reviewed. Can you imagine how they feel doing everything right and would assimilate into this melting pot and become part of contributing America? Why don't their dreams come first? Nancy Pelosi just absolutely thrilled, and it's in conjunction with this past bill to raise the debt limit. Called on House Republicans to help her safeguard our young dreamers from the act of deportation and shield their families from separation and heartbreak. I can't be responsible for what someone else did, meaning the parents of these kids. And I want to be clear again. I don't have any anger, any animosity towards them, because if it were me, I'd try to do the same thing, but it isn't me. So I'm much more closer to objectivity. See, here's the deal. The deal is, I'm going to get right to it before we begin the second half of the show. Trump, like I always say, had two choices. One is to get nothing accomplished, and the other one is to get funded. See, these Democratic SOBs, they're not going to cooperate and fund because they don't care. They've got to tie something to it. So Trump was forced to give in order to get the necessary money and funds to help people in their battle to overcome Harvey, and within the next couple of days, their humongous battle to overcome the likes of Irma. There's not enough money there in the budget the way it's allocated right now to do it. So this is a lose-lose for Trump. If he does it, the rotten Republicans are going to go after him. They're going after him right now, even the real conservatives. Shame on all of you, because there's an explanation. You can't leave these people who have suffered through this hurricane unattended to and be waiting hand and foot on deserving illegals. So Trump had to make a deal. Now, the deal was, and it's being painted in the media, Trump made a deal and he got nothing back for it. You could look at this any way you want. He didn't get anything back for it in terms of getting passage or another bill or another vote on Obamacare, but he did achieve something by helping this state of chaos going on right now in the southeastern United States and laying the groundwork for tax reform. Your choice. Look at it like you want. I think he had to make the deal. And you Republicans, A shame on you. You haven't done a damn thing in years. All right, more coming up.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Allergy congestion, cut grass, cat on the sofa, dust in the carpet. Whenever allergy congestion makes you feel trapped, break through with Allegra D for 5-in-1 24-hour multi-symptom relief. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine with a powerful decongestant for fast relief that starts working in just 1 hour. Break through allergy congestion with Allegra D. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
This is Senator Joe Lieberman. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and it was a great one. Just good conversation, smart, asked me some questions that people haven't asked me before about my book, and I look forward to coming back with Stu again.
Sang this, Matt, beautiful song.
Love you all the time.
The Penguins. All right, so write that down and you can impress all your friends.
Will do.
I mean, I have a good mind for retaining superfluous information. I was on a, where was I? Was I on a train? Was I on a plane? Was I on a boat? I don't remember. I shouldn't start this story, but two gentlemen were talking, and one was an older gentleman, the other was middle-aged, and the older gentleman happened to mention the name Lou Brissy, who pitched for the Cleveland Indians in the 40s and 50s. And I was getting up and leaving the, must have been a train, I don't know. And I turned over and cut my mouth, and I whispered to both of them, Leland Lou Brissy. And the guy almost went into shock. I mean, how many? It's just a skill that means nothing. But I don't think a lot of people could come up with Leland Lou Brissy. And I could demonstrate that with thousands of athletes. But you know how long this show would last? I may get through two shows before they tell me at Money Matters that it's time to pack up. You know, we'll send you to assisted living. We'll set you up with a microphone. And then you can pretend that all this stuff is important. Back to the swamp. Another pet peeve. I can't, you know, make America great again until it comes out of your ears. Message is great. The repetition is driving me crazy. And drain the swamp. Drain the swamp. Now, I've done a number of... And I guess I am being pedantic to those people who are thinking about going into the media. And the cliches are picked up and they're used by everyone. You know, Republican strategist so-and-so, Democrat strategist so-and-so, even the congressman. Every sentence seems to be, let's drain the swamp. Can't you be more creative? How many times have you heard me say that on this show? And it doesn't make me special and those people not special. It's the typical cliches that make almost watching these shows robotical. Robotical in terms of the strategists who got every line and every word memorized. And you can tell. You can tell. There's a difference between those people who don't take journalism or even partisan politics seriously, and someone like, and I perhaps shouldn't use him because he's just too good an example, but Newt Gingrich. Newt doesn't do that. I love Newt Gingrich. I've had him on this show a few times. And speaking of Newt, do you know that he's been talked about as a possible replacement for Paul Ryan? And if that's the case, just pick me up in the limo, drive me to Washington, and I'll throw Paul Ryan the hell out of there anyway to begin with, and I'll throw Mitch McConnell at the same time. Mitch McConnell, who said basically that, you know, we're not going to go there about draining the swamp. You know why? He's part of the swamp. He's a swampy animal. Trump cuts a dirty little deal with Democrats, and the swamp rats are surprised. Are they dumber than they appear? Is there a certain perception and an idealistic outlook we have of people that puts them high on pedestals, way above their pay scale? I know people are people, human is human, and whether it's a doctor or a professional athlete, nobody can achieve perfection. Who said that? It was Dante, strive for perfection, you'll never achieve it. And these people, they're political experts. There are some that I like. I love Michelle Malkin. She was on this morning. I mean, I love Michelle Malkin. She's brilliant. She's original. I've had her on this show. Wasn't the most cordial person during the breaks or afterwards, but I don't care. She's right on target, and she's got the intellect, the personality, and the intestinal fortitude to talk about everything that she believes. Give me Michelle Malkin anytime. And, I'll be satisfied. But most of that industry is just laden with wannabes. It's laden with pretenders. And that's the nature of politics. So you young people, when you're thinking of going into politics, I'm not saying there's anything wrong if you want to change the world, and I know your aspirations will be high, but I can tell you right now, you'll get dragged in. There'll be pressure from every side, every lobbying group, every one of your fellow congressmen who want to make sure that we don't disturb or they don't disturb the status quo. So you've got all kinds of reaction, and I'm not going to start going through the Republicans by name, but some of them have, basically said that Trump has dealt with the devil, and the answer is, yeah, he has. This in no way reflects anything positive about Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, except they've got a way of getting their way. I mean, you want to talk about swamps? Okay, they are the swamp. They had Pelosi had dinner with Trump. That traitor Paul Ryan is having it tonight. And he gets on when he's on in television in public. Oh, he thinks Trump had no choice. He thinks Trump's doing a great job. And then when it's all over, he's there with Mitch McConnell backstabbing, because Mitch McConnell has made it quite clear he doesn't want to hear about the swamp. He's got a perfect life. He's in a supreme position. His wife works with Elaine Chao. And I've had Elaine Chao on the show several years ago. I think she's a very competent and bright lady. But you want to talk about the hypocrisies Washington gets into and the contradictions? It's because they're almost all part of the same group. There is some separation. I mean, there's separation when you talk about the originality of Donald Trump, because this is an original. And when you hear the Democrats criticizing, and again, it's all you got to do is just Google this stuff. You don't need to be as a source of statistical information. But Donald Trump has accomplished more in his first 7 months. Let's not go back beyond Clinton, Obama, and Bush. He's accomplished more than they did in spite of being attacked from every single perspective. I don't know how long you can handle this. I don't know how long anyone can stand up to this. But Trump has actually been very open in explaining to Washington Republicans all the things that matter to actual voters in America. He's tuned in. You see, that's why he continues to survive. He's worked strenuously to make good at the promises that got him there. And many Republicans elected last year are the beneficiary of this. For their part, Republicans refuse to hear Trump's advice. They backstab him. They perpetuate leaks. They join in the hysteria with all the people who were their enemies, too, to oust him. They call him a racist because he call out the leftist things we agitate for a race war in this country. All right, one more segment to go.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STEW. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio. The Dana Show, weekdays 1 to 3 p.m., 1120 a.m. WBNW.
This is Joe Kernan from CNBC Squawk Box. Just did an interview with Stu Taylor. Stu is helping keep America great.
So what we have really is a, as I've been saying every day here, an internal conflict. It's equivalent to a non-combative, that is, from an ammunition standpoint, civil war. And, well, you know, a lot of people like Steve Bannon, a lot of people hate him. I'll tell you, the guy isn't shy about saying anything. I kind of like that. He's not ever going to be prone to political correctness. And now that he's out of the White House, he can let it all fly, heading back to running Breitbart, which, by the way, is a phenomenal website. For those of you who have not been on it, I don't know if there are very many. It's Breitbart.com. And I'm frequently asked to supply sources. So there's the Hill.com roll call. One that's a little more moderate, which is the National Review. The Washington Times, of course. Daily Caller. I like to go up for purposes of real objectivity to real clear politics. And I know I'm leaving out a lot of these. I mentioned the Hill, thehill.com, The Blaze, Newsmax, which is, again, more objective. It may go a little right. But if you want to stick to your agenda, which is the radical left, don't even bother to look at these sites. You know, when I look at, and I have to, because I mean, this is what I do every day. Do I come on here and not pay any attention to the New York Times, to the Washington Post, or some of these, Politico, or the Huffington Post? Most of these sources are so driven by progressive politics. But I think it's important that I need to have an idea what's happening, and I need to be able to look at things from the other perspective. And it doesn't mean that I have to agree. So I've said this many, many times on here, that go out and get yourself educated, because there are things you're going to learn about that you won't get in the everyday news. There are things that are going on right now that are going to be explosive in nature coming up, and you're going to be stunned if you try to look at the objectivity of it and compare things like the Trump situation on collaboration with Russia, which isn't anything. Hillary's done it. The Democrats have done it. Countries all over the world do it. It isn't anything. It's almost like comparing this recent accusation against the Red Sox. Everybody can steal signals, but you can't do it with anything electronic. I mean, the rules are the rules, but does that make sense? What they're saying is, and I happen to think it's fine and it's legal and it's part of the game, and if you're smart enough to figure out what the other team is doing and you don't put a gun to their head to get it, God bless you. It's just an example, and it's an example of what you see in Washington every day. And Bob Mueller wants to talk right now to the White House staff about Trump's statement. Why don't you focus your conversation or your investigation on Hillary Clinton, who's coming out with a 1,700-page book, What Happened? Except for the, 25, 30% Hillary followers, her ratings right now are lower than Donald Trump's. Who in God's name can stomach this woman for more than 2 minutes? And why does the establishment let her hang around? She has an adversarial point of view towards just about everything except herself. Everything and everyone. In her book, she knocks Joe Biden. She knocks Barack Obama. In her book, she goes after Bernie Sanders. She has gone after everyone but Hillary Clinton, and she's going to travel the country. And I don't know what her advance was, maybe $14 million. Doesn't that make you feel like you'd like to give some of these deserving dreamers some money when you look at Hillary Clinton getting what she got for her book? This is how America works, and there's a lot of good and a lot of wonderful things that have come from it, and I never mean to create the impression that it doesn't. But when you have people like Hillary Clinton around, and, somebody asked me, it was just yesterday, about what I think if Hillary were president and Trump weren't. I don't know where I'd begin except to say the stock market might be at 17,000. I don't know, because presidents don't just control stock markets. But the mood, the sentiment, what's called the VIX, the confidence level of the American people. How is it humanly possible that it could even be anywhere near as effective as what Trump has done in spite of all the anger levied at him? Where did common sense go to? I once did an interview with a lawyer, one of my favorites, Philip. Can't think of his last name. The name of the book, though, was The Death of Common Sense in America. And I did this maybe 8-10 years ago. That book says it right on. And there are so many powerful books that reflect today's situation. You may want to do a little investigation. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to wish you all a great week. This is Stu Taylor.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,